T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
How does 161-1 sound? Well, welcome into Gwynn and Chris. It is Friday. Opening day is in the books. Did not go the Padres' way last night. We'll talk about that. And, of course, the Aztecs, 24 hours away from appearing in the Final Four. Believe it, it is just about time. It is Chris Ello. It is Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, where the Padres will play the second game of this 2023 season tonight. Against the Colorado Rockies. We had a great day yesterday out at Happy Does.
Yeah, that was
really
fun. Once
again, really want to thank everybody who showed up yesterday and was there for the program. We really had a good time meeting a lot of the fans, taking some pictures. But just for the most part, just the atmosphere was just really something yesterday, and it made us all very happy to be out there. I want to thank the people at Happy Does, the wait staff and the people who run the restaurant. They were great hosts for us, and we had a great day to kick off the season. But Tony Gwynn Jr., the Padres unfortunately did not have a great night, so now 161-1 is the best we can do.
Yeah, you know, it's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. And yesterday the Rockies, you know, they played well offensively. They took advantage of pitches in the zone. The bullpen wasn't able to come in and be lights out.
That would have been really bad timing, because Scraby just popped out of the studio, which means I would not have been able to go over and catch that.
We didn't even tell our listeners about our day in Peoria, where we were recording that one day.
Yeah,
we haven't even gotten to that. But my point is, you know, when it comes to opening day and the build up for it, you kind of set yourself up for that because it's so built up.
Yeah.
Especially in the Padres' case, where there's so many expectations, and you get thumped, it can be disappointing. It can be definitely disappointing. But as you said, 161. More of these bad boys to go. So they have plenty of time to try to get it right. But yesterday, the Rockies were the better team.
Yeah, they did. The Rockies came up with some big hits. C.J. Cron obviously had a huge game, 4 hits. 3 of them were run-scoring hits, 2 home runs, a 3-run homer, a solo shot, and an RBI single. I mean, that's a pretty good day's work for C.J. Cron. I was thinking after the game that he was in the Cron zone last night. Unfortunately, we didn't have Jake in the Cron zone. But anyway, it goes to the Rockies last night. Marquez didn't walk anybody, didn't give the Padres any free passes. Usually the Padres, you know, work a count, get some walks, especially off a guy like that who can be, you know, a little bit off his game from time to time. But the Padres weren't able to coax any free passes. And then, you know, the old bugaboo, Tony, we've seen it. We saw it all last year. We saw it the year before that. And we've actually seen it since the beginning of time in baseball, that if you don't hit well with runners in scoring position, you stand a chance of losing. And the Padres were 0-10 with runners in scoring position last night. So didn't get the big hit, and that's how you lose your opener. So let's go back to the drawing board, as it were.
Yeah, well, no, I don't even know if it's back to the drawing board. You put your cleats on, you put your uniform on, and you go out and play another baseball game. There's no need to go back to the beginning. This team is still the same team that it was coming out of spring training. They just got beat last night. And by the way, Germán Marquez looked pretty good. He didn't even have his best sinker last night, but he used his secondary stuff to really keep the Padres at bay. And outside of some early, you know, traffic for him, you know, for Marquez. Wasn't a lot going on. Leadoff double from Grisham. Soto moves him. Manny sack flies him in. That's how they got their first one. The Machado-Bogarts combination would get them their second run. From that point on, it was just the Padres' bullpen wasn't able to hold them down. Now, the Padres aren't going to win a whole lot of games scoring two runs, but they're certainly going to lose more games giving up seven than they would, I think, scoring two. So,
yeah,
we'll see. I think they can bounce back today. I think they will bounce back today.
I'm sure they will. Nick Martinez will be on the mound tonight. Kyle Freeland, a lefty, will go for the Rockies. So we'll see a little different Padre look in the lineup tonight. It was a strange statistic in this game where I guess two of them put together, Tony, but the Padres struck out 17 batters last night and yet still gave up 17 hits. There's a certain amount of bad luck associated with that, and what I mean is that just about every time the Rockies put the ball in play last night, it found an opening. Usually if you strike out that many times, that means there's only 8 outs or 10 outs recorded in the field by the Padres, and 17 balls found safe ground that were hit by the Rockies. That's a high percentage of balls put in play that actually were hits, a really high percentage, and just kind of a strange night when you consider 17 and 17. I don't know that the Rockies even had 17 hits in a series last year on the road. They don't normally hit like that away from home.
I don't know how, you know, I don't personally know how, you know, crazy that is or shocking or whatever, because I don't know the statistics on it. But the idea is you put the ball in play, good things can happen. And a lot of good things happen. Both teams, honestly, threw the ball in terms of strikes. There was only 2 walks in the entire game yesterday. So both sides were in the zone and both sides were swinging the bat. Now, there were 17 strikeouts for between the two sides, but, you know, ultimately, that is what these new rules are supposed to do. I know we focus on the time of play, but the objective really is more action, and there was a ton of that in yesterday's game.
It didn't go the Padres' way. Charlie Blackmon had 3 hits. That shouldn't come as a surprise.
The old dog Padre killer still at it.
Still at it. Chris Bryant had 3 hits in his return to San Diego. Don't forget, the Padres never faced Chris Bryant last year. He played in few games that he never even faced the Padres. And we already talked about C.J. Cron's big game. Ella Harris, Montero hit a home run for the Rockies. And welcome to the major leagues, Domingo Tapia. I mean, 2 of his first 4 pitches in the big leagues were hit out of the ballpark. But, you know, before you give up on Tapia, remember that, you know, Robert Suarez didn't have a great debut last year either in his first game for the Padres. Turned out to be a pretty good pitcher. So, overreactions must be saved at least till the middle of next week out there.
Yeah, please save your overreactions for somebody else today. I don't have time for the overreactions after game one. I'm hard in the paint when it comes to this overreactions. You're probably gonna get those same responses for me for like the next month.
At least. Time Scraby asks a Big 5 question between now and the All-Star break, the answer from Tony will be, it's early in the season, Scraby.
Believe me, that goes into the question decision-making.
He knows that Tony's going to say it's early in the season.
Scraby will be like, I know it's early in the season.
Exactly.
Yeah, he tries to get away with that.
I do. Speaking of overreactions, did you guys see Anthony Rendon with that A's fan? The MLB is looking into it. He got in his face and he almost hit him. It's not good.
I didn't see anything about that. Honestly,
oh, really?
I saw highlights of the game, and they didn't even show that.
Well, of course they didn't. It's from a fan's phone in the stands, but you can't play the audio because it's
too much bad
language.
So I
got cursed out?
Yeah, it's expletives everywhere.
Can you explain what happened? Because I don't think a lot of us saw this.
I think what happened was the fan was saying something to Anthony Rendon as he was walking off the field, and Anthony Rendon did not.
Is this during the game, or
no,
is
this
that
is
the
after.
Game was over?
This is after. Thank you,
Game's
Chris.
Over.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So here, Chris, I have the volume all the way down, but you can watch the video right here. And so he's walking by this guy. He grabs the A's fan.
It's the third story on ESPN. I could read you a little bit about
it. Yeah, there. If there's more information there, because I'm just seeing all this in the last like half hour.
It says Major League Baseball.
I saw nothing about this.
Major League Baseball says it's investigating a confrontation between the Angels' third base Anthony Rendon. Rendon. See, it's Rodon. Rendon.
Carlos
okay.
Rodon. Anthony Rendon.
Go. Anthony Rendon. Yeah, no relation, as my man Jesse Agler would say.
Yeah.
And an Athletic fan Thursday season's opener in Oakland. In a 12-second video posted on social media, Rendon grabs the fan by the shirt and accuses the fan of calling him the B-word.
Okay.
I know which one it is, but we don't need to specify.
Rendon continues to challenge the fan as he denies the claim. Rendon then calls the fan an MF-er.
Uh-oh.
Here's where he could get in some trouble and takes a swipe.
Yeah, he did.
Take a
which does not connect as he lets go of the shirt and proceeds to leave the area. No video showing what led up to the altercation was immediately available. But as you would expect, the MLB says we are aware of the video and we are looking into the matter. So,
well, you got to know if you're Anthony Rendon that anything that you get involved in, the tiniest of altercations, no matter how far away they are from the field of play or the eyes of the television crew, somebody somewhere is going to film it.
Somebody's filming.
Well, yeah. the thing
and you
is,
just can't make this kind of mistake. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the fan said. I'm sure the fan was probably very deserving of having Rendon, challenge him. But you can't do anything more than that, Tony.
What were you going to say, Scrape?
The thing is, like, how did this video get shot so quick? Are people so quick on their phone now that because that
people,
was in the
no,
moment?
People, let me tell you how people.
So
are.
What I'm saying is, it could have been a setup. In the
100% is a setup. Yeah. It's 100% a setup almost all the time. People will hear the conversation or whoever yelling and immediately have their hand on
their
phone.
Oh, this is going to go bad. Here's the phone,
ready to record. And I got to say, he's probably going to get suspended for this, but as long as he didn't hit the man or whoever it was, sometimes you got to hem somebody up a little bit, get him by the shirt. You know what I'm saying?
He did get him by the jacket.
You get him by
the
shirt. And listen, pens have to feel like, man, I'm not going to be able to just get away with talking crazy to everybody all the time and just think it's going to be okay. Maybe Anthony's like, I'm going to take the suspension. But I'm going to have to send a message here that you're not going to just say anything you want to me and not have me come over and hem you up like you're a little child.
Yeah, I'm rewatching the video a million times because it's only like an 11-second video. But I do appreciate Hunter Renfro being there in case anything gets out of control. But I also appreciate Shohei Ohtani walking straight by, looking at the situation, not fleeing the situation, but knowing he needs to get out of there before things get a little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to just say that I appreciate that catch that Hunter Renfro made in the game last
year. No-look catch?
Did anybody see this?
Yes.
That might have been one of the best catches I've ever seen. It was the luckiest catch I've ever seen,
yeah,
but it was 100%. Incredible.
He just threw his mitt out there and it ended
just
up being
absolutely,
in the mitt.
Absolutely. He was facing the fence. He was facing the wall in right field. He wasn't even facing.
It was
facing,
literally a no-look catch.
Totally a no-look catch. If you haven't seen that, I don't know if you got video you can tweet out, Scraby, but you got to find this catch that Hunter Renfro made last night. It's going to go down as one of the greats of all time, even though he had no idea how he caught it.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the greatest catches you'll ever see.
Yeah, I'm
and he had no he had no idea where that he wasn't even nowhere looking at it. Eyes are looking at the wall.
I just retweeted at Matt Scraby, and then I'm retweeting the catch now too, so you can
all
see
right,
both
you can
of those.
See the catch and the altercation.
Yes,
thank
correct.
You, Scraby. All right, coming up on the program today, it is our first Friar Friday of the new season. To that end, Austin Nola, the Padres catcher, will join us. That interview is coming up about 20 minutes from right now, so you'll get a chance to hear from Austin Nola, who remarkably made it for opening day after suffering a broken nose on a hit-by-pitch just a couple of weeks ago. That is coming up on the show. There's a debut of a new segment today. It's called Scraby's Fantastic Friday Facts. I will reserve judgment to as to how fantastic these facts
are.
We're
going to see if this can stick.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, if the facts are fantastic, you got a shot.
You know, I think they are. I love Sarah Langs and her articles, and I love all those other writers who do the random facts, and so I read those all the time.
You're doing your own. All right, we'll see how Scraby does on that a little bit later in the show. We also have our Friday countdown, and of course it has to do with the Aztecs going to the Final Four. We have come upon the eve of the Final Four now, and it'll be tomorrow that the Aztecs tip it off against Florida Atlantic in their historic Final Four appearance. How far can they go? Well, they've gone pretty far already. Just two more, and who knows what can happen around here. But we'll talk plenty of Aztec basketball on the show today. We got our Daily Gambit. We've got Chris versus the Fans. We've got our Big Five and all the rest of it on a Friday program that will take us up until the Padre pregame show today at 5:40. So welcome to it. Chris Sello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
2:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby here at Petco Park. Well, I'm here at Petco Park. Those two gentlemen are at the Odyssey Empire. Padres back in action again tonight, 6:40. Rockies, Pods, Nick Martinez versus Kyle Freeland. We got a Rockies lineup, still waiting on the Padres, but that's neither here nor there because we're talking Aztecs. Aztecs will continue their pursuit to national prominence with a national championship if they can somehow find a way to get past FAU, who in a lot of ways is like the Aztec, but they like to shoot threes. Same type of athleticism, physicality. This trip for the Aztecs has been eye-opening for a lot of people, Chris, for a lot of the players, Chris, because they haven't been privy to this type of pampering, if you will, being a Final Four team.
Yeah, Tony, you're a former Major League ball player, so maybe you would have been used to some of the pampering, but these kids certainly are not. I know that rolled out the red carpet for their arrival and, you know, the arena itself. I also saw Ben Higgins last night on his Channel 10 newscast, showed some film of the Aztec players all getting to spend some time in the swag room.
Oh.
Did you see that?
I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, they were down there. I don't even know all of the items they had on hand for the Aztec players to choose from, but I'm assuming there were clothes, there were backpack-type items, there were
probably some Beats by Dre in there somewhere.
Probably that kind of thing, some technological devices that I wouldn't know how to use.
Probably that kind of thing.
a bunch of all of that stuff. What did you say, the Dre what?
Beats by Dre.
Beats by Dre.
What is that?
You've got to be kidding.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Is he being serious?
I think so. Only the most popular pair of headphones in the entire world.
Oh, you mean not like the ones that I have that are from the 1950s?
No, you have one earbud. Like, the other one broke off, and you refuse to get another one.
That's right. That's right, because you guys keep saying you're going to buy me something for my birthday, so I don't want to ruin it for you.
That's what we're getting Chris this year for his birthday.
I don't want to ruin it for you. Give me some Beats by Dre.
That is a great call.
Would I know how to use them?
No, I don't think you need Beats by Dre.
Yeah, here's the thing. If we get you Beats by Dre, then we're all going to have to give you a tutorial on how to use them.
Oh, yeah, it'll take you 5 hours to tell me how to use them.
I don't know if this gift is worth Krabby and I's trouble.
Can you imagine? Imagine this, Tony, because I've seen you go through this with your headphones sometimes when they run out of charge.
Can you imagine
Chris going in the middle of a break? My headphones aren't working. My headphones aren't working. Scraping, why aren't my headphones working?
You know what I can imagine seeing Chris do is having the headphones hooked up to the charger.
He has to have his mic a certain way
in order to do it.
Sorry, Chris, we're just taking shots.
You guys can take all the shots you want because I have no idea what you're talking about. So it's all Greek to me.
That's why you don't need Beats by Dre.
I do. Now I really want them. Now I'm going to look them up online.
You know what, Chris? Maybe we're going to have to make this happen for your birthday, man. I think you're
Beats by Dre. Is it
not Beats?
Beats.
Beats? B-E-A-T-S? Really?
Beats by Dre.
Beats by Dre?
He also makes nice necklaces.
Oh, look at those things. Wow. Those are pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, they're legit, man.
You guys are going to have to pool your resources to afford these things. I don't know if I should ask for this kind of an item. This is pretty nice.
Hey, you know, maybe somebody knows somebody that we can get the plug on.
There you go. Somebody call in if you have an in on these Beats by Dre.
Anyway, talking about the Aztecs.
But yeah, the Aztecs had their choice of all of these items. That's what I was trying to get to originally.
Yeah, no, Matt Bradley, he had a great quote. He said, "It's been crazy. I didn't picture my last week of college basketball being like this." And it's a reminder that, yes, Matt Bradley may get an opportunity to play at the next level, but this is certainly his last go-round in terms of college basketball. It's a big deal, man. Like, these guys have been playing, in Menza's case as well. These guys will be playing their last college game, hopefully not tomorrow, but there's a chance it could be. So they're all soaking this in right now. The whole swag and being pampered, and you know, they deserve it. They had to put a good enough year to really. I hope that they're embracing it and enjoying it. I know obviously it's about winning, but these experiences just don't come around very often. I hope that they're having a chance to take it in.
Yeah, Jim Larrañaga, the Miami coach, was one who pointed out a couple of nights ago that, look, I mean, there are a bunch of all-time great college basketball players and coaches that have never gone to the Final Four. Worked out, especially in this day and age of the one and done. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure you could put together a pretty good Hall of Fame basketball team of players that never got to play in a Final Four, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Charles Barkley comes to mind right off the bat. I mean, I'm going to leave Kobe Bryant, obviously. LeBron James, they never played college, but they never got a chance to be in this situation. It's pretty special.
It was kind of fun watching ESPN today during the shoot-around for the Aztecs. Jay Billis brought that point up. He said, you know, they had the likes of Michael Cage. He mentioned my pops. He mentioned a few other players. He said they never got to this point that this team is at right now. So it hasn't been lost. Just listening to them break it down, they feel, you know, that panel, I think it was Ellis. I can't remember his first name.
LaFonso
Ellis. Mm-hmm. It was Jay Billis. They both feel like if FAU can't find a way to make this a up and down game, if they have to sit in the half court, it's going to be an uphill battle for them. And that's pretty much the way it has been in every single game the Aztecs have been in this tournament. They have not allowed more than 65 points in any game so far in this postseason. And if the Aztecs happen to find some offense, this is a good matchup for them, I believe.
Yeah, a couple of other names of guys that never got to play in a Final Four. How about Tim Duncan? How about Shaquille O'Neal? I mean, the list goes on and on.
I watched.
If you, If you call,
I watched him dunking. I watched him dunking in a tournament when he was at Wake Forest at Arizona. They played, I believe it was Stanford, Brevin Knight's team at that point.
Right.
And you're right. He got out of that regional and then lost in the very next one. It was his last year in college.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't given to too many people, this opportunity. And, you know, Brian Dutcher talked about it when they arrived. He said, we are going to enjoy every minute of this while it's time to be enjoying it. And when it's time to work, we're going to work. And yeah. I think that's the best way to go about it. There's no way you should go to this tournament and try to keep all of the fun stuff to the side. You should jump feet first into all the fun stuff and enjoy yourself. Just make sure you work when it's time to work. And, you know, I think you're going to come out of it okay. So let's hope.
Well, let's get to break. When we come back, we have our Friar Friday. Austin Nola joins us next. More Gwynn and Chris on the way.
All right, welcome back to the program. 2:35 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby alongside Austin Nola, our first Friar Friday interview of the season on the way. We welcome you back to the program. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow the Aztecs, of course, are playing in the Final Four, and we're going to all be at Senor Grubby's. That's right, Senor Grubby's. It's in Carlsbad. 377 Carlsbad Village Drive, just off the 5 freeway. Ben Higgins and Chris Ello. Who are they?
I don't know.
I don't either. They will be broadcasting
live. Ben Higgins
live.
And Chris Ello, huh?
Ben Higgins and Chris Ello. We're going back to the old days when Ben and I used to work together at another station that shall remain nameless.
Yeah, keep it nameless.
A stupid station that
okay, all right.
No longer
you're turning
our
into
services.
Me. You're turning into me.
Chris always takes it to the next level. Right?
Setting the stage for Ben Higgins and myself to be on this glorious station. So we actually should thank that other place. It'll be Ben and I together broadcasting live from 1 to 3 tomorrow. So make sure you're out there at Senor Grubby's in Carlsbad. We'll be broadcasting a live show from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, just ahead of tip-off, getting ready for the Aztecs Final Four matchup against Florida Atlantic. Now, once the show is over, stick around with us and watch the Aztecs game with the 97.3 crew. I know that the coach, John Quintero, is going to be out there. I know Braden's going to be out there. Scraby, are you a questionable, or what's your situation?
No, I'm in. I mean, if I don't show up, you guys don't have any equipment. So
you're the equipment guy.
Yes, I am.
I didn't realize that. Okay,
I'm just below the fold
on
the marquee.
So Scraby will be there. Specials during the game tomorrow are going to include $2 tacos.
Ooh.
Oh man, I'm going to be so nervous, Tony. I may order about 100 of those. Just keep them coming. $12 beer buckets, 4 beers per bucket. It's all tomorrow.
That doesn't apply to you or Scraby.
No, that doesn't apply to us.
No.
But if the game gets tense, I may consider it. I mean, I'm
You can't even say that.
I'm not going to say that.
Was a woman yesterday who was nice enough to offer us a beer, but I feel like she was actually, like, offended.
That you didn't drink?
People do get upset.
She said,
when
I think the word was.
They do.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
And I said, it is a bummer.
Yeah.
See, you didn't even see. You didn't take it personal.
No.
Right?
No.
Because I can see how that would be kind of offend you. Like, you know what? I'm fighting my behind off to stay sober, and you're mad because I won't have a beer with
that
you.
Is a great point you make right there, but it's okay. It's not going to get
good for
me
you, Scraby.
It's not going to get me to drink.
Good.
Nothing
good
could
you.
At this point.
I don't know. If the Aztecs win the national championship.
Hey, Chris.
Can I at least Martinelli's apple cider?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
You could do a Martinelli's.
You could have a virgin daiquiri.
A virgin daiquiri.
There you go.
Tony. I will celebrate with something Monday night. But we'll be celebrating tomorrow. Senor Grubby's in Carlsbad, 377 Carlsbad Village Drive. Make sure you join us. Ben and I broadcasting live from 1 to 3. And then we're all sticking around to watch the Aztec game, the 97.3 crew, and you tomorrow at Senor Grubby's in Carlsbad. So we look forward to that. All right. Let's see. Padres have the Rockies again tonight, game two of the 2023 season. Game one didn't go so well. Rockies won it last night by a score of 7-2, and Padres will look to even up that series this evening. We'll be on until the pregame show with Sam Levitt at 5:40 this afternoon. We got a great countdown coming your way in the 3 o'clock hour. that will have to do with the Aztecs' trip to the Final Four. So that's coming up on the program. But right now, we're going to make way for our Friar Friday interview on the premiere Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Our first guest of the year, catcher Austin Nola. And it was our first Friar Friday interview of the new season, and we're very happy to be joined by Padres catcher Austin Nola here on Gwen and Chris. And I guess, first of all, Austin, how are you, and how did you make it back so quickly? It's a remarkable story.
Yeah, I feel it was a quick healing. I was very thankful to be back on the field. It was when it happened, I thought it could have been a lot worse, but I'm very thankful that it I was able to get back quick.
Austin, talk about the challenges this spring training. I mean, it seems like you've had a different challenge every spring training this year, the WBC. So you're not quite getting the same amount of time with the guys, the rotation, some of the bullpen guys that you have been in the past because of it. Talk about the challenges of that this spring.
Yeah, we didn't get to catch a lot of the guys that were, you know, but that's a good thing that we had got so many guys in WBC. It means we have really good pitchers and good players as well. So, you know, you get to give or take for that. But we got plenty of games during the season. And they got a chance, you know, it's a lot of the same guys from last year. So knowing them and just continue talking about what they want to work on and what they're continuing to improve upon is important.
Austin, talk a little bit about that. Your preparation each day in, day out with a different pitcher. I imagine, you know, you've been doing this for a while now. It's not necessarily a difficult thing to do, but talk a little bit about, you know, the amount of work that goes into preparing for each start and trying to go through in your mind exactly what kinds of things each pitcher likes to do.
Yeah, it's a work in progress every day, and it's something to be built upon. I think it's just building as the year goes on, because it's just not going to be perfect right now. And we hope that as we build and we grow and we continue to be with each other, talk to the pitchers and understand what they're trying to do and, you know, how they, you know, go through certain situations and time. That's where it's really going to pay off later in the season. But we just know that we have to go through some of those growing pains and go through that time right now to get to that. So it's important that we keep that mindset.
Austin Nola joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet. I can't remember what it
is. Premier Chevrolet.
There you go. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Austin Nola joins us. And Austin, you know, you and I get a chance to talk a little bit of offense, but it's not something that, you know, you put most of your time towards. You are focused in on making sure the pitchers are where they need to be. But you had a good spring this year. You really had a very simplistic approach at the plate, and you saw some good results. Was that something of a change for you this year, or was just better rhythm to getting yourself ready for this season?
Yeah, it was just a lot of focus on, you know, rhythm and timing, tempo through the swing, just kind of keep it simple, but, you know, control the controllables like me and you talked about. They're just important to do those little things, but we tend to ignore them and try to make swing changes and everything when it's just simple of just rhythm and timing and getting your tempo and direction through the ball. And I think that's just been the focus, and continue to build on that. I think that's what hitting really is.
Awesome. We're only one game into the season, but I'm just curious, are you guys already locked into the day-to-day routine of the season, or is there still some carryover enthusiasm about how good the season can be, and how are you going to focus day-to-day amidst the excitement that everybody's got going on in San Diego, and I'm sure you guys have in that clubhouse?
Yeah, the game, it's one day at a time, one game at a time, one pitch, and that's how we're going to take it. I mean, it's easy to get your head wrapped around the next 10 games, 20, 30, you know, month, but we just keep it that game to game, let the atmosphere be in the present where we're here in this beautiful ballpark. And then, you know, as we travel, it's where our head's got to be, is in that game and that pitch.
Well, I mean, obviously getting hit in the face is always going to be scary. Did it not catch you completely square? Because from our vantage point watching down, it looked like you were able to kind of sneak out of the way a little bit, but you obviously broke your nose. It could have been a lot worse. Did it not catch you flush?
It didn't catch me in the cheek or the jaw. It hit me flush right in the nose, the top of the
top of the nose, that bone right there. I already had a big bone right there, and it squared me up, and it, you know, broke that bone, but it didn't hit me anywhere in the cheek or the jaw, which I was very thankful. It just kind of got that nose part of my, the top of my nose, that nasal bone.
Let me ask you about the new pitch track situation. I saw that Ohtani last night for the Angels called his own pitches from the mound. Are you still getting used to that? Tell us a little bit of as much as you can. The fans, I don't think any of us totally understand how this works. Because you, when you're pushing a button on your, where is it, on the side of your leg that you keep this thing? I've never totally figured it all out.
Yeah, the pitch com. I have it on my knee, and then the pitchers have it on their belt or wherever they want to have it. And we can just kind of communicate through that with what pitches and locations that we want.
Now, have you
quite
ever
simple, but what's that?
I'm sorry. I just have you ever like pushed like every single button and had the pitcher just turn them all down?
yeah, I've had it before last year. Yeah,
Austin.
Sometimes you forget a button. You're like, oh, I got this button. And you hit all the buttons, and you're like, wait, I've hit every button. But you forget, oh, no, I forgot one button. That was the pitch.
Austin, we oftentimes, especially with these new rules, have focused in on the pitcher and on the hitter. What has it been like for you behind the dish, not only from a pitch clock standpoint, but from the bases, right? It seems like there's a little more activity going on back there, and I having talked to you, I know that's led to some adjustments for you behind the plate.
Yeah, it's a quicker game. Got to get the pitch in, got to get the sign from the manager for what we're doing with the run game. It's a definitely quicker pace. It's get the ball back to the pitcher, check the manager, see what he's got, and then go to the pitcher, give him the pitch. It's much quicker. It's less of like time looking around the field, get where the position players are playing at. It's more on, you know, run game, pitch, go. It's kind of how it's unfolding right now.
Austin Nola, our guest. We really appreciate him joining us to kick off our Friar Fridays here on Gwynn and Chris. I'm just curious, last thing for me, Austin, but how the off season was around the Nola family. You got the big hit off your brother in that second game of the playoff, but ultimately, you know, your brother was the one who ended up on top. They got to go to the World Series. How were your meetings with Aaron Nola and the Nola family? How did it play out once you got into the off season last year?
I was very lucky that we didn't see each other right after the season ended, because it probably wouldn't have been nice, because I was still obviously very upset that we didn't make it. And even though I got a hit off of them, it's, at the end of the day, they still got to go play in the World Series. That was the tough part. So I didn't see him for about a month or so, or month and a half, and we were able to laugh about it and have fun with it. But once everything settled, I think we needed to let the season settle. It takes a couple weeks for sure.
Last one from me, Austin. Different guys handle this situation differently. You've got a young catcher who's kind of behind you right now in terms of the depth chart. How do you handle a young catcher who's seemingly trying to learn from you, but also maintaining your process of getting yourself ready for a game?
Yeah, I'm always there. We always are talking, always communicating with pitchers, because we know that this thing can't be done alone. We can't try to do everything by ourselves. I mean, we all have to be with each other, helping one another. And I think that's a big thing, is we're always communicating about our pitchers and what we see that day from this guy or this guy, and how this is going on in the game, from a game management, from a perspective of staff management. So I was communicating that way, because that's some of the stuff that you can really get a head start on if you got multiple guys pulling on the same direction. And that's big. It's what we're able to do.
Well, Austin, we really appreciate you joining us. We know you're going to have a great year. It's going to be a great season in San Diego. First Friar Friday guest. That's something to put on your mantle, I would think. Being pretty proud of that. But we're happy to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. And have a great season. We'll talk to you and catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Austin.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all having me on.
All right, Austin Nola there on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet, Find new roads. Yes, I'm sure Austin Nola doing an interview about going into the Hall of Fame someday. Yes, and I was also the first guest 2023 on Friar Friday with Gwen and Chris. So,
little trivia for you guys.
Little trivia, put that on my resume.
Do you know who was our first Friar Friday guest last year?
I don't.
I don't, he says.
Stephen Wilson?
Nope. It was a new member of the team, Mr. Taylor Rogers.
Taylor Rogers led off last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, let's make sure Austin Nola makes it here through the entire season.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't saying anything about that.
We had something to do with Taylor exiting the premises.
You think you talking to him on opening day was what got him traded at the trade deadline?
I have that effect.
I'm just saying. I mean, it got off to a pretty good start for him. He should have come on more.
Should have come on more often, Tony Gwynn Jr. says. That's a good point, Tony. A very good idea.
Nice way of looking at it.
You know? Did you guys see?
I'm a glass half full type
yes,
of guy.
You yes, you are, and you work with two guys that aren't. So I think you do a hell of a job when you consider all of it. You know, we talked a lot about opening day yesterday. We got a couple of minutes left here before we get to the top of the hour, but obviously the Dodgers won their first game last night over the Diamondbacks 8-2, and Tony, is like my worst fears, your worst fears were realized. James Outman was the guy that had the big game, and we've seen this, you know, year after year after year, and this doesn't mean he's got the rookie of the year wrapped up, but pretty good start for him in his first game. Goes 2-for-3, hits a home run, scores 3 runs, and, you know, gets off to a great start. And the Dodgers do seem to find these guys, and he had an outstanding game. Will Smith drove in 3 as the Dodgers beat up on Zach Gallen and the Diamondbacks 8-2, but... you know, for one game at least, James Outman looks like he might be the answer for the Dodgers in the outfield there.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways we shouldn't be surprised. I mean,
I know.
We've seen the Dodgers find guys or the rookies that they bring up produce. James Outman, we don't know, it's game one, but based on the spring, because there was a time in spring, it might have been maybe our second time playing the Dodgers, maybe a little bit later. The conversation was around Jason Hayward playing center field and being the guy. He was having that good of spring. And then by the next time we came around, all of a sudden, that was not the conversation anymore. It was about James Outman finally starting to, like, take a hold of that position. And he gets the opening day start for the Dodgers. He doesn't disappoint. Had himself a nice little day, 2-for-3, 3 runs, 2 RBIs. The center fielder that they want to be the future of their organization. Will that continue? We don't know. But Julio Urías also basically picked up where he left off as well. He gave up the runs in the first couple innings, and after that, nothing.
Nothing, yeah. Shohei Ohtani also picked up where he left off on the mound anyway. 6 innings, 2 hits, struck out 10, shut out the A's, but the A's rallied against the Angels' bullpen in the 8th inning. And beat the Halos 2-1. So the Angels, despite that ridiculous catch by Hunter Renfro, come up short on opening day. Mike Trout went 0-for-3. And yeah, I know it's over.
Trout went 0-for-3.
I know Juan Soto went 0-for-4. So Max Muncy went 0-for-5. These guys' seasons are over before they even begin.
It's a wrap.
0-for-5 on Max Muncy.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
my favorite swing of the day yesterday was O'Neill Cruz, though.
Oh, yeah. I watched that many times.
He hit that ball like I'm trying to figure out a description outside of base. It's almost like when a big man is in the lane and the little dude comes in and tries to lay up a shot. Like he slapped it into the bleachers. That's how he swung the bat at that 101 mile per hour fastball.
It was pretty impressive.
He hit it like it was 89.
Yeah, it was very impressive. It went halfway up the seats as well. O'Neill Cruz, I think I said he's a Gold Glover, but I love him already. I'm a big O'Neill Cruz
fan. Too bad
fan.
He didn't do anything defensively to support your
I know.
Gold Glover
thing. I should have made him MVP.
The one thing about that Red Pirate game, it was one of only 2 games yesterday that was played that took over 3 hours to complete. That is something that interests Major League Baseball a great deal. I believe the games overall were 26 minutes shorter on opening day this year than they were last year. The Reds-Pirates game, even though it was just 3 hours and 2 minutes, featured 15 walks and 26 strikeouts.
Dang.
And still got over in 3 hours and 2 minutes. So
which game was that?
The Reds
that was
and
the
Reds
Pirates.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say, where there is a long game, you can track walks.
Yeah,
I feel like that
sure.
is going to be the thing all year long. If the game gets over 3 hours, bet you there's probably either a ton of runs scored or a stupid amount of walks in a game between both teams.
Yeah, the Mariners and the
Indians. Ty France, baby.
There it is, my Indians reference.
First we got
it.
He did it.
My first
reference.
He couldn't
go Guardians
yes,
all year.
It was the Guardians and the Mariners last night. You said a Ty France, two out, three-run homer in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was all the scoring in this game as the Mariners shut out the Guardians 3-0. So good on Ty France. He goes 3-for-4 on opening day.
He's very good for my fantasy
and
baseball team.
And Scraby, if you're going to do this all year long, every time one of your fantasy
I can tell
baseball
this is a
players
real reaction.
Gets a hit. It's going to be a long season
for
our listeners.
This is the opposite of how Chris talks about his fantasy.
Well,
he
you just don't talk about it because I tried to tell him yesterday. He doesn't seem to get it. No one else cares about
I'm just
fantasy
saying.
Baseball.
Just
team.
Saying.
I do, though. I will say this. Scraby is the positive version. Chris won't talk about his team, but if a guy happens to come up and he's on his team and he's not doing well, we will find out.
Yes,
it.
We will. We'll get some sort of notification in the break.
Well, it's pretty simple that if you're on my fantasy team, you're not doing well.
See,
that's
there you go,
been the
everybody.
Case for years and years and years.
There
but
you go.
Scraby is already celebrating. I mean, this is
I had a
absurd.
Dominating performance yesterday.
Scraby's already celebrating his fantasy
it's not
league
good
championship,
for you, Scraby.
And it's one game into the season.
You
this
know
is going
to
be a long year for all of us.
Just wait until the end of the week, and I'll be in last place, and then we won't talk
good.
About
and
it
And you
anymore.
Won't talk about it anymore?
Yeah, right.
All right. 1 hour in the books, opening hour of our Friar Friday program today. When we come back, Daily Gambit kicks off hour number two on Gwynn and Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.